KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's clear and 56 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly, actually mostly sunny today, a high of 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. A couple of quick notes to pass along to you this morning before we dive into the news. The phone lines at the Cass County Courthouse here in Atlantic were restored late yesterday afternoon. You may recall we had mentioned that the phone lines were down, but they were repaired later in the afternoon, pretty much after the close of business, so you can conduct your phone business today with the courthouse offices as normal. Also, the entrance to Burger King off of 7th Street here in Atlantic is closed today as part of the Highway 6 or 7th Street reconstruction project. To access Burger King today, you'll need to use Plum Street and take East 8th Street east to the south end of the restaurant. In the news, new rules have been proposed that may make it easier for more emotionally or physically fragile Iowa students to enroll in an online school. The Clayton Ridge Community School District in Northeast Iowa and Cam Community School District here in Southwest Iowa are the two for-profit online academies available to Iowa's public school students. Phil Weiss of the Iowa Department of Education says under the current rules, no Iowa school district has to allow more than 1% of its total student population to enroll in Cam or Clayton Ridge, but the new rule would change that.
The district can, if it chooses to, exceed the 1% cap if the district determines that it's in the best interest, educational interest of an emotionally or physically fragile student.
Weiss said the senior leadership in the Iowa Department of Education made the proposal.
Because we had heard, not many, but we had heard of instances where a school superintendent wanted to be able to grant open enrollment but could not.
The other proposed change would force local school districts to let a sibling enroll in one of Iowa's online schools if a sister or brother is already enrolled in one of these two virtual academies.
In that case, and only in that case, is there, for lack of a better term, an entitlement to that open enrollment.
There's a limitation on the total number of students statewide who can enroll in the two online schools. For the last school year, that limit was 865 students. Only 730 students were enrolled in the two online academies last year, however. A public hearing on the proposed enrollment changes will be held September 22nd from 9 until 10 a.m. at the Grimes State Office Building in Des Moines. A legislative committee reviewed the proposed policy changes Tuesday morning. Recapping some of the area school election results from Tuesday at the Atlantic Community School District, three people were elected out of seven candidates running for at-large seats on the Atlantic School Board. The winners were Jenny Williams, Dr. Keith Swanson, and Allison Bruckner. The voters rejected a public measure in Atlantic to add an income tax surcharge component to the district's PEPL, or physical plant and equipment levy. In the Cam School District, incumbent Todd McKee was reelected as the South District Board of Directors with 224 votes, and challenger Emily Rouse had 104. And in the Griswold School District, where there was no candidate announced for the District 1 director seat representing Lewis, a write-in, Erica Kirchhoff, was elected. In Audubon County, there were three seats open for the at-large seat on the Audubon School Board. The winners were Brittany Huey, Mark Nissen, and Christine Conkler. In Adair County, the Adair-Casey School District had two at-large seats open and four candidates. The winners were Dallas Dinkla and Randy Carney. The Nottoway Valley School Board had two elected positions open for the District 2 seat, and the winners there of four candidates were Amy DeVault and Rebecca McCann. In Pottawatomie County, the Trainer School District had three seats open. The winners were Amy Graber, Sally Myers, and Kent Bose, who was a write-in. Also, by a vote of 614-74, residents of the Avoca, Hancock, Shelby, Tennant, and Walnut School Districts approved the reorganization of the districts into AHSTW. The merger officially becomes official on July the 1st. And in a separate vote Tuesday, the voters in Pottawatomie County, the Walnut and AHSD school districts, approved a revenue purpose statement by a vote of 612-85. In Shelby County, the only contested race to speak of there was IKM Manning, where there were two people running for an at-large seat on the board of the school district. Zachary Miners was the winner. Montgomery County, there were two at-large seats and four candidates for the Red Oak School District. The winners were Bryce Johnson and Mark Johnson. And the Stanton Community School voters passed a PEPL, or physical plant and equipment levy, public measure by 139-80. Well, a bicyclist was killed in a collision with an SUV Tuesday morning in Council Bluffs. Bluffs Police Sergeant Jason Bailey said that accident happened at around 6 a.m.
Both the bicyclist and the car were northbound on 35th Street. The collision occurred. The bicyclist was struck from behind by the car. The bicyclist was pronounced dead at the scene.
That bicyclist was identified as 54-year-old David Ryder of Council Bluffs. The crash was initially reported as a hit and run.
Driver of the car left the scene. She was gone for a little bit, and then she came back.
That woman was identified as 28-year-old Stephanie Keneally of Council Bluffs. Her vehicle, a Ford Explorer, had front-end damage. Keneally was briefly questioned at the scene.
She did say that she was scared and shook up.
Keneally was arrested for leaving the scene of a fatality accident. Additional charges are possible. Investigators say Ryder's bike was equipped with on the back with a marker light, but he was not wearing a helmet. It was raining in Council Bluffs at the time of the collision, and officials are trying to determine if weather might have played a role. Speed and alcohol, though, do not appear to have been a factor in that crash. Police in Creston report two arrests on Tuesday. 14-year-old Georgia Rain of Creston was referred to juvenile authorities on a charge of disorderly conduct. The teen was released to the custody of juvenile authorities, and 28-year-old Amber Buchanan of Creston was arrested on a fourth-degree theft charge. She was later released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. Creston police said also a resident in the 1100 block of Hillcrest Drive reported a steel chainsaw was taken from a garage on his property sometime on Friday, September the 4th. The loss was estimated at $299. Two women were arrested on drug charges Tuesday afternoon in Red Oak. Red Oak police report 18-year-old Ashley Brooke Reeves was arrested at around 4:15 p.m. for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. 20-year-old Lindsay June Draws was arrested at around 4 p.m. for possession of drug paraphernalia. Both women are from Red Oak. Reeves was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond, while Draws was cited and released from the scene. A burglary that took place sometime between Saturday and Monday in Villisca resulted in the loss of valuable items made up of silver. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said Tuesday the theft occurred in the area of West 1st Street in Villisca and included a large amount of silver coins of varying denominations, an old silver spoon, and a silver coin collection from the 1996 Atlanta Olympics. Anyone with information about that crime is asked to call the Crime Stoppers at 1-888-434-2715. News was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.